This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time, California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Republican from the Golden State's 46th Congressional District. He's been a guest of ours many times as we investigate different aspects of the overall immigration debate. Earlier this week, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announced that he would add the so-called DREAM Act, a major piece of immigration-based legislation, to a considered must-pass defense bill. So what exactly is the DREAM Act, and what impact would it have on this country? Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for alerting the American people to this insult to each and every American voter.
Well, there's certainly two different aspects to look at here, one the process and one the policy here. First of all, what do you make of Senator Reid deciding to fold in an immigration-related bill to a defense appropriations bill?
It's about the most obnoxious, arrogant act that a leader can do, that a political leader can do, to say, realizing that the American people aren't for this, I'm gonna do something proactively that will prevent the will of the people from being enacted into law, or from being the law. And that's what's going on. He's just simply saying he doesn't care if the American people as a whole wouldn't go along with this amnesty type program. And I'm going to attach it to something that that Congress has to pass, so that we're going to make it law. To hell with what the American people say. The voters should make sure any elected official who has that attitude gets removed from office.
We're talking with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, and sir, let's get into the meat of this now. What exactly is the DREAM Act, and what would it do?
Well, the DREAM Act will provide young people who are in this country illegally, meaning young people who've been brought by their parents when they're under age 16, they're here in this country and they're here illegally. It will provide them a legal status that will then permit them to go to school, permit them to work, and to, for example, be in the military, United States military, etc. And you basically have provided an amnesty for all illegal aliens who've been brought here while they're under 16. And what that does, of course, is tell every parent in the world that if you want your kid to have a top quality education, if you want your kid to have the rights, a legal status in the United States of America, get them to the United States. Who cares if it's legal or illegal? Bring them there, and eventually they're going to have legal status, and actually they're going to be eligible for a high-quality American education. This is a disaster for keeping control of our borders, offering just another lure to people to bring their children in, large numbers of children in illegally. But it's also a cost to our education at the cost of the American young people. Our young people now have to share our limited education dollars with people who've come here illegally.
Congressman, is there any sort of component of this bill that focuses on the legal status then of these students? Because as we of course know, right now illegals can't legally work in this country. So by going to college, would there be some sort of legalization change for them?
This will change the legal status of young people who have come here before they were 16 to being to a legal status, not that they're given citizenship right away, but they're put on the pathway to citizenship. And by doing that, what we've done is giving them legal status that will permit them, I'm not sure if it opens up totally to work, but I believe it does, because once you are here and you have a legal status, you are entitled to work. And if certainly what it does is entitle young people to take limited education dollars that should be going to enhance the skills and education of America's young people. It now takes that money and makes people who've come here illegally eligible to consume those dollars.
In terms of the political calculations here, Congressman, is this about trying to draw Hispanic votes, or do you think it's more about what you and I have talked about before, your concern that Democrats, seeing either a shrinking or evaporating majority, are going to try to pass some things that are rather unpopular before they lose that much of a majority?
Well, I think that the motive on the part of Mr. Reid is totally political, in that he thinks that this is going to enhance, even though it might not be good for American citizens who are young people, because it dilutes their dollars and their education dollars and gives them more competition for jobs later on, but it's mainly aimed at trying to get the Hispanic vote, and I think it's a misread on the part of Chairman Reid or Leader Reid, I guess we call him. He's the leader of the Senate Democrats, the majority leader there. That if he's misreading what Mexican Americans and Hispanic Americans are all about. Most people who are Mexican Americans, they're the ones who are hurt the most by having illegals flood into our country and have education dollars being used to educate illegals rather than being spent on American citizens. So I think it's being done by political motive, and it's going to be harmful to American children, especially American children who happen to be Hispanic Americans.
As we mentioned earlier, Congressman, this is considered part of a must-pass defense bill, and we've seen in previous instances where if it's a must-pass bill, the underlying issue is so critical that folks often have to vote yes, even though they don't like what's been folded into it, including potentially the DREAM Act in this situation. So has Reid basically succeeded in doing what he wants to do here?
I will tell you that if he's able to make this part of the defense bill and get this passed in that way, it's the most arrogant abuse of power, of legislative power that I've seen. And he may just well go ahead and do that and opposition be damned. I'm going to get this through. And with that kind of attitude, I hope when they go to vote in Nevada, they keep in mind that kind of arrogance that reflects, and also the fact that it's being done at the expense of young Americans and the amount of money we have available to educate our own kids.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. As always, sir, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.